Zoomer Radio, the original greatest hits. Procol Harum, Whiter Shade of Pale on the morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. Oh, New Year's resolutions made to be broken. It's January the 5th. How you doing so far? I do love the idea of a restart, but it doesn't have to be new year, new you. Any reminder to get moving, to eat more mindfully, to take better care of ourselves, always a good thing. Our special guest is here to do just that. Hal Johnson is a fitness expert, athlete, author, the husband of Joanne, and the co-founder of those famous fitness vignettes, Body Break. Welcome back to the morning Zoom with Sam and Jane, and Happy New Year, Hal, and hi to Joanne.
Thank you, and Happy New Year to you. Thank you very much.
I'm wondering which is your favorite title out of all the things that you do there.
Well, I'm Joanne's travel agent.
There you go. You're a very smart man.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I do. And I'm sending her off to Houston next week. And in fact, that's what she said to me. She like about 2 months ago. She goes, "I want to go run the marathon in Houston. Can you make the arrangements?"
Wow.
I said, okay. It's
well, that's a conversation my husband and I will never have.
Right. Hal, we'll start with some inspiration from you for us. What does your fitness regimen look like these days?
Well, I'm sitting in my gym right now, and I go an hour and 20 minutes on the bike one day and some weights, and then I do a sauna, and about an hour in the sauna, infrared sauna, 45 minutes to an hour, and then I do a plunge in the lake about 15 minutes a week. So about, you know, I go in for like 3 or 4 minutes at a time into the lake, and the lake is not totally frozen over at this point. So that's my kind of routine. I do the bike, treadmill, and stepper. So I rotate between each one, do one of those a day for cardio, and then do weights as well.
Amazing. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's amazing. I mean, I'm just kind of doing the math on the time it takes for you to do that. That's substantial, right? I mean, are you thinking that people need to devote a couple hours a day to fitness?
Well, I think, you know, it's funny, you know, we started Body Break 35 years ago, yeah. and we were kind of just like, you know, come on out and just join us and you know, move a little bit. I've come to the understanding that, and I've always felt this way, but our health is the most important thing that we have. So if you can spend an hour watching television, can't you take an hour taking care of your health? And unfortunately, our hours and all medical systems, health systems, are there to fix you when something's wrong, and they'll give you a pill and here, go home and pat your head and here's what you do, as opposed to preventative medicine. They don't look at trying to prevent, and that's what I've been preaching and Joanna have been preaching for now for 35 years. It's preventative medicine. So yes, you can wait till you break down. You can smoke, you can drink, you can not, you can eat all, you know, fried and fatty foods and tons of sugar, but it's going to catch up to you. And so I've become more, militant would be saying that, you know, you've got to do this. Now, you know, everyone's different. Everyone's got different time constraints on them. There's a couple things that I would suggest to people, and this isn't very difficult to do. Number one, obviously don't smoke, and reduce the drinking as much as you can, because that's killing cells. And I would take vitamin D. That's an easy thing to do, taking vitamin D making sure that you're not deficient in other nutrients. For example, vitamin D was shown, if you got COVID and you took and you were sufficient with your vitamin D levels, it hits you much less than someone who had deficient vitamin D levels.
Right.
And 20% of, I would say 80% of people are deficient in vitamin D. And so the recommended dosage is between, you know, 600 to 800 international units a day. I take 7,500 international units.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I take a much higher dose of it, and I get my vitamin D checked. So I get the blood work done. I see what my vitamin D levels are, and it's right where it needs to be, because it can, obviously, we don't get much sun in the winter, but also depending on how dark your skin is. The darker your skin is, the rays of the sun don't penetrate as well, so you need to boost your vitamin D levels. So everyone's different, making sure that you're taking the, having the proper nutrients and moving your body. So that's, I told you what I do. Joanne is, she runs, she does all kinds of things, but we've gotten into, and I'll give you, I've got hypertension, so I've got high blood pressure. And I've had that since I was on Team Canada when they did the testing of us on Team Canada, and they said I had high blood pressure. So I was in really good shape being playing on Team Canada, and but my blood pressure was high. So I, and I'd take medication and try to lower the blood pressure. I find that going into a sauna for 45 minutes, my blood pressure drops about 20%. It goes from 125 down to yesterday it was 99 over 72. It was sufficiently went down. Like it really goes down. And so that's one of the reasons I go in there for a period of time to drop my blood pressure.
Well, thank you. You have provided some inspiration for us.
I just need to build a sauna now.
Well, Joanne and I put one together.
Well, I might be calling on you to come to my house, Hal. Listen, we have to wrap up because it's time to say goodbye. We could talk to you forever, though. Hal Johnson, fitness expert, athlete, author, the husband of Joanne, and the co-founder of those famous fitness vignettes, Body Break. Happy New Year. And Hal, stay fit and have fun, will you?
No. It's keep fit and have fun.
Oh, there you go. Okay. And let's check the drive.